All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm dialing it down. I've got my Radio Ron voice rocking and rolling today. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Always excited to be back in the studio, but really excited today to be talking about not only a topic that is extremely near and dear to my heart, but excited to have the guests that we have with us joining us today about their efforts. And I'm going to keep you hanging on a limb there to find out what's going on. But of course, if you're following the Unleashed Radio Hour out on Facebook or Twitter, you know what this is all about. Hey, anyway, real quick, couple things. I always do this. Amen, amen. Already out on Periscope Live. So if you're not out there watching the broadcast, you got my ugly mug in the studio right now. I'm ready to rock, ready to roll. We're broadcasting live on Periscope. You're like, Ron, what is Periscope? Periscope is an awesome, cool new app. Lets us broadcast streaming live from my cell phone, so the battery will be dead by the time we get done, but that's okay. Hey, but go out, download, look for Unleashed Radio Hour, or even yet, just go out to Twitter, at Ron Unleashed, and click on the link that says we're broadcasting live, at Ron Unleashed. Hey, and, you know, I beg for this every single week. I beg. I'm on my knees. Go out on Facebook, would you please? I'm trying to share the love, share the community. Hit us up on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. And, of course, you can always keep in touch with everything about the Unleashed Radio Hour at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's at unleashedradiohour.com. All right, we're going to come back after this break. It goes quick. Man, I told y'all I could sneeze for 2 minutes like that. All right, you listen to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. And we'll be right back after these messages.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street 2-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Attend our live event coming to the Houston Marriott South at Hobby Airport, August 28th and 29th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Maybe not back in black. Maybe it's a little battle red, little steel blue, little liberty white. I don't know. Pick your color, pick your theme. Hey, the theme of today is on the Unleashed Radio Hour. If you're dialed in, you know this show is all about positive psychology, servant leadership, and what can we do to help you unleash your career and your business. And as you know, if you've listened to any of the past shows, you know that talking about youth is very important to me and how we help our youth transition and grow, because the reality is they are the future of what we're looking at. And I look at helping our youth because, quite frankly, I've got three kiddos and I wonder what in the world is life going to be like for them as adults. And I get a little scared, so we're going to get back to that. But before I get scared, we need to give some gratitude out there. And with a positive attitude, we're going to bring in our guest, our good friend of the show, Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Hilton, what's going on out there today south of Gulf Freeway?
I'll tell you what, we're back, and that's a fact, Jack. I know it's hot out there, you know, today, but if you can get out today or this weekend, the deals are really hot as well here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. We have all the mattresses you need, all the sofas you need, all the dining room sets you need. Ooh, the solid bedroom set as well. We have them ready to go for immediate delivery here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. You have to remember, everybody's approved. Remember, just come on down to this side of town because we don't mess around. We're going to get you taken care of. And I want to give a shout-out today to the Tiffany Football League, the Cheer and Drill, because we're out here getting ready for some shark football down in Clear Lake. We're going to do it this year. We're going to do it big. And we can't say thank you enough to you and the radio show for all y'all do down there for all of the kiddos in the community and helping people getting going in the right direction. But, you know, if you need the furniture, needing them mattresses, come on down. Hilton Furniture and Mattress, 713-910-FACT for the facts on buying name brand mattresses and solid wood furniture right here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Remember, everybody's approved. We're going to let you have it. Ooh, and that's a fact, Jack.
Amen, my brother Hilton. Amen. Hey, you're dealing so you feel like you're stealing, right?
That's a fact, Jack.
Well, Coach, Keep up the great work down there. We'll see you out on that field later this afternoon, my brother. And thank you for always being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour.
See ya.
See ya. You weren't ready for that one, were you?
I made
sure he brought the energy here live to the studio. We're going to rock. We're going to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me talking. I'm sitting here visiting with our guest. Hey, if you're not following along on Periscope, then what are you waiting for? Get out on Periscope. I'm going to flip the camera here in just a little bit. We're also out. Hey, get out there on Facebook, Unleashed Radio Hour. Follow along with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. You'll notice, hey, I posted a photo of you guys already. You're out on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're live and in living color. Right? We're live and live in color. So I keep talking to our guests here, like, who's with you? If you don't know, well, then shame on you, because that means you haven't been following along on social media. I have to do a lot on that to make sure I keep you all engaged. But it is my honor, my pleasure today to have with us, y'all know this already, I'm a big Texans fan. Everybody that listens in knows this. This is actually my third theme relationship to Texans, so all I work right. in everywhere we can. So I'm looking across the studio here. We've got with us, ladies and gentlemen, tight end from the Houston Texans, Garrett Graham. Garrett, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Hey, man, we're going to have some fun. And his wife, Erica, who helps to work and helps to facilitate and run Project 88 Foundation.
That's right.
And
thanks.
That's what we're here to talk about today. That's what we're here to share and to get into. We may talk a little X's and O's. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great.
As you can tell, we're already in. We're getting ready. Yeah. We got some unfinished business down in the Clear Lake area we got to take care of. But let's get this. So tell us a little about, you know, obviously there's the football career, right? We've got that. Where this impetus in Project 88 Foundation? Talk a little bit more about that.
I was lucky enough to get a scholarship for college, so it was kind of easy for me. Erica taught at Christo Rey Jesuit last year, and just seeing the process these kids had to go through for college, it kind of opened our eyes to how difficult it was for them, and especially if you don't have any guidance that's good enough to help you. So that's kind of how it came about, and what gave us our inspiration.
So you saw a need.
Yep.
And you endeavored to meet it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Erica, you're now fully fledged in this. You know, we talked on the phone before they're getting ready for the show to make sure we're in. And what's your role with the process?
Yeah. So I've made Project 88 kind of my baby. It's kind of my obsession. But as you said, I taught last year, and I taught college readiness in English at a low-income high school in Houston.
Okay.
And I tried to drag Garrett into school as much as possible. And we both kind of came passionate about helping particular underserved students prepare for college. And as you said before, they're going to be our future leaders. So helping any way we could. Our main project this past year was getting more college advisors in Houston Public Schools, mm-hmm. because we saw that it starts with making the right decisions and having advisors and help. And that was kind of our main project, as well as leadership camps and lots of other stuff we do, I'm sure we'll get to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this is the key that's there. And I shared with you, I didn't know about Project 88 Foundation. And I try to stay dialed in on things that are here in Houston. And there's a similarity we've talked. There's a connection here on this topic today. And those of you who listened in and go to some of the past shows, which real quick, if you've missed any of the past shows, I got to do this bad joke every show. All right. If you missed any of our past shows, well, we missed you too. So you can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. All the shows, including this one, will be out there as a podcast. So you can go out and listen to those past shows. But if you just go out there and look, there's a lot that I've already put out there about career and career decisions and their youth, and if you're a business owner, you're like, Ron, it is business radio. Why we? Because, hey, if you're out there and you own a business, who are you going to pass that baton of leadership to down the road?
That's
who
right.
are we preparing, and where is that going to go, and how's that going to happen? So every bit is a business discussion today, but focused on our youth and helping them grow in advance. You know, you saw that need to endeavor. Tell us a little about, because you just got started with this recently, correct?
Yeah, we had our first events, was it April of this year?
Your big neon in Houston neon lights in Houston event?
Yeah, Neon City Lights Gala, and then we had a golf event the following Monday. But the foundation didn't start up till, was it
November? We became incorporated in October. Okay. of 2014. So okay. Yeah, we're new.
You're new. So you're just trying to break in and get out there and start establishing that foundation for the work
that's
that you're
right.
doing.
That's right. Although we are new, we still got a lot going on. We have lots of programs up and running. So
well, let's talk about some of those programs. What are some of those that are up and running and are active at this point
yeah,
in time?
Yeah. So, well, for starters, we have a Project 88 Young Leadership Board, which is so cool because we have 10 students from HISD schools, from underserved schools, that represent our foundation on a youth level. So obviously we have our board of directors, but it's cool to have a young leadership board because then our goal is for Project 88 not to solve the problems, but to teach kids to want to solve problems in their community as well.
Right.
So they're really cool. They represent us really well. They're amazing students. We took them from the Emerge program at HISD,
okay.
which is a program focused on the top tier students in a class and focusing on getting them into Ivy League schools. So one thing about Ivy League schools is they give full ride scholarships usually to low-income students where the average state school doesn't. So they're focused on getting them into those great schools, and we stole them because they're amazing and great and adorable.
So you're you're helping to open the doors of opportunity.
Yes, yep.
And instead of them being closed, not only are you preparing, but helping them to then go from point A to point B.
Exactly. And we just sent those 10 students, or do you want to talk about where we sent them, Garrett?
To Eagle U?
Yeah.
We had a camp in Kentucky. We sent these students to Eagle U to kind of show them what college will be like and how to adjust and what to be prepared for. So that went really well. We got great feedback from the students. They enjoyed it and thinks that it'll definitely help them in the future. So I think that's something we'll continue and it was great for them.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're dialed in here, you're just getting on board here, you're following along on Periscope. We have with us today Garrett Graham and Erica Graham from Project 88 Foundation. You may know Garrett's name as a Houston Texans tight end. Getting ready. You guys fire up here real soon.
Yeah, or 9 days.
Yeah, you'll see me out there on the second. I can't go on the first, but I'll be out at training camp on the second. I got my tickets already. All right. I'll be out there with the crazies real early in the morning getting in line to make sure I got a good spot to watch it all. Hey, but real quick, if you're out there listening and you're listening in your office, go out to project88foundation.com, project88foundation.com, where you can follow along and get more information. You're also on Twitter, and your Twitter handle is?
We are Project88.
Okay, so we are, and then Project88, the numbers,
right.
As well, too, so that you can stay engaged and follow along. And I've got that pulled up here. You know, I've got that Eagle U Youth Success, you know, students that you're taking, and really you're helping to facilitate a life-changing experience. Is that a safe
yeah,
bait?
Yeah, we hope so. And we're actually bringing Eagle U to Rice University next summer, with 100 students. So our goal was that not only are they going to go to camp this year in Louisville and learn leadership skills, but they'll actually be our camp counselors and leaders next year at the camp.
So you got some peer ambassadors.
Exactly. And then we also have, and we can get more into it later too, but we have... We're sponsoring college advisors because right now in HISD, or in 2014, there were 700 students for every one college advisor.
Yeah.
And with most of the population being Hispanic first-generation Americans, let alone college students, going to college is really complicated.
Yeah.
So
well, no one has been there to forge that road. I are one, and I mean that with really bad English because I was a first generation college student myself.
Yeah.
I learned a funny story about that. I learned how to do laundry on my way up there.
Yeah.
Never had to do laundry before. I mean, but it's little things like that that you don't know and you don't understand or comprehend until you get to that stage of that game. And hearing from folks that are out there doing it really truly does help.
Exactly. And I think, too, for first-generation students, having our leadership camps on a college campus is so powerful.
Exposure.
Just being able to see the campus and envision college, because they talk about college in schools and with their advisors, but to actually envision it and understand how classes work, how professors work, that there are office hours, that class is optional, but you should still go. Just kind of the basic rules.
Hey, as someone who taught first-year success in college, if you're out there listening and your student class is not optional, it's required.
Yes.
You can't succeed if you don't show up to the game to play, right?
Yes, that's right.
I got to play with you and have fun there.
Yes.
book, because I would be lying if I didn't say I missed a couple classes. And it wasn't because I was sick. I will leave well enough alone. Is there something more attractive to follow? I'll let you fill in the blank there as we go through. Hey, we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're dialed in live. Hey, if you're out there on Periscope, I want to see you. I'm flipping the camera back to me for a moment here. Hey, look, we want you listening. We want you dialed in. If you got some questions or if you want to know how you can help or support the Project 88 Foundation, make sure you go out to Project88Foundation.com. You can call in here, studio local at 713-785-1817. That telephone number locally again is 713-785-1817 or toll free 877-881-0271. We're about to head to a break here, and we're already moving and shaking and baking. It goes quick.
There's a lot left.
And I'm looking forward to helping you tell that story. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. We'll be right back after this break.
Start your own business? They'll say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss, but not GoDaddy. We like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy, and we can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With our Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and a personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1. With the purchase of an annual plan, starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit kit for only $1 a month? That's a little crazy. We've helped millions of small business owners, and we can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, the web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. Check it out at GoDaddy.com/radio. That's GoDaddy.com/radio. Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
This is Business 1110.
Trying to make you feel right at home here in studio. Thanks to our engineer, Andy, for piping that one in here for us today. That's a little on Wisconsin in honor of both of our guests. We've got tight end from the Houston Texans, Garrett Graham, in studio. His wife, Erica. Now, you play a little ball, right?
I was a wannabe.
You were
I walked on to Wisconsin. I was, as my dad would say, I was a preferred walk-on, I was a walk-on.
That's so. Exactly what I was on the ball program. I had to fall to make the baseball team in college. I didn't have to go through that crazy two-day baseball tryout. I actually got an opportunity to go through as a preferred walk-on.
Oh, nice.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. What position did you play?
A point guard.
You're a point guard?
Yeah.
No ball handling skills?
Got some handles.
Got some skills. Okay.
She can shoot pretty good.
She can shoot pretty good.
I beat him. Oh. Our first date, I beat him in pig. It's a sore subject.
Oh, hey. And brother, you're never. I don't think I'm going to get in the middle of that one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to let that one die. Hey, but we have we're talking here today about Project 88 Foundation. We're dialed in. We're moving along and having some fun, you know, and glad we had that sound bite to share here, make you guys feel welcome here, even though, and I shared this tonight, and people know I'm a Buckeye fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, it means a lot coming from a Buckeye.
It does. I don't know if to take that as a compliment or a
compliment.
It's a compliment, right? Hey, and I'll take it, so I won't bring anything up about the Big Ten championship game last year. sorry. Hey, but in all honesty, who would have thunk that going into that game it was going to turn out the way that it did?
I know.
As a loyal fan, did not. I mean, all the media and all the hype around what went on. So it's really going to be interesting to see how all the teams battle it out this year as we get going out.
Got Paul Chryst back.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So speaking of battling it out, you've taken on a battle to help reduce the ratio for students to folks that can help in the schools as being college advisors versus counselors. And we were talking a little bit about that. So let's, and I like this too, because I'm a former student of Texas A&M, so you said it's an Aggie program.
It is.
All right. Yeah. Whoop, we'll get a little in there, a little giggum as well. All right. So tell us a little about this Advise Texas program that you guys are helping to support and fund to make sure that there's access in those schools.
Yeah. Well, for starters, what you said, we're trying to get the ratio down. When we first started the foundation, we met with Professor Ruth Turley At Rice University, and she does educational research, and she found that the best ratio for students to work under is 250 students to one college advisor. That's really the max we should be at. So with it being 700 to 1.
Ooh, little overshot.
Right, exactly. And even 250 to 1 is a lot of students.
I can't even imagine that one. I've taught, and I'm like, 250, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So our goal would be to get it down to 250. So we're going through the program Advise Texas, and we're helping to sponsor them in HISD public schools. We've met with Rick Cruz several times, who's the superintendent of college readiness at HISD.
Uh-huh.
And we are sponsoring 8 Advise Texas college advisors to go into schools. Because as we talked about, they already have counselors, but counselors have to do a lot more than just college advising. They have to do student scheduling. They have to do emotional issues. They have to do lunch duty. I mean, they're super busy.
They're
all the
stretched
time.
And pressed because they've picked up some of that administrative workload that may have been in other positions before.
Exactly.
So now they got to do it all.
Right. Yeah. So having this extra full-time employee that just does college advising is huge.
Right.
So it was a way for us to spend our dollars, I think, and maximize impact, because having an extra full-time college advisor at a high school will affect hopefully hundreds of students' of lives and change generational poverty in Houston.
Right. And I'm sure, and here's the extra add that I would know, that's a specialization, right? They truly know and understand that college process, from searching to application to admission to choosing your major. Those are serious. Those are some serious conversations that most, and especially first generation college students, like we talk, they don't even know where to start, let alone the families.
Right. Yep. I think one of the biggest thing Advise Texas does that's so wonderful is a lot of people say, well, they get into college, but then they drop out anyways. Well, Advise Texas is rehearsed in where the students will actually succeed. So they're not going to encourage them to apply to a college that has a large statistic of their students drop out, or they have first generation students usually drop out. They know those statistics, and they're committed to not just getting them into a college, but the right college.
And then seeing them succeed through that journey.
Exactly.
And a big part of that is, who do you have that can help you make those decisions? I mean, how many of your peers, let's just talk your peers. I know I'm going to fit into this statistic as well. How many first year college students change their major their first year? It's like 75% is the national average.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Quite a few.
Yeah, I did. I'm sure you had your peers and colleagues start out in one area, and then, oh, that didn't work out in one area here. So that exploration, that support to explore is what you guys are helping to fund and make sure it takes place out in those schools.
Exactly.
Amen. And that program is Advise?
Advise Texas, and we go through the Texas A&M chapter. So little shout out to the Aggies, even though we're Badgers.
It's all good. Hey, you got some good Aggs on your team, so,
yeah,
right?
We do, yeah.
As teammates. Say,
yeah, we got a few.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. You're listening here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're talking with Garrett Graham and Erica Graham about Project 88 Foundation. You can learn more at Project 88 Foundation. Hey, and what we're doing here, watch this, is they're working to help first-generation college students transition to college so they're not living on a prayer.
Business 1110 KTEK has partnered with First Christian Academy in Pearland to offer half-price tuition for pre-K, kindergarten, primary, secondary, and high school students. First Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational school that teaches that the Bible is the guidebook for our lives. First Christian Academy offers small classes with no more than 15 students per class. That means your child will have a teacher with the time and focus to teach them instead of just push them through a grade. For a limited time, you can buy tuition for pre-K through high school at First Christian Academy for half price. The offer is exclusive to Business 1110 KTEK, and vouchers are limited. For more information, go to business1110ktek.com and click on the half-price tuition banner on the homepage. First Christian Academy Pearland and Business 1110 KTEK, offering discount tuition for the coming 2015-2016 school year.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're live here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. Hey, if you want to get into the conversation today, Hey, where we at? Where we going? We're moving. We're shaking and baking. Hey, if you want to get into the conversation today, make sure you dial in 713-785-1817. That telephone number again, 713-785-1817, or toll free at 877-881-0271. Now, we've got our guest with us here today, Garrett Graham from the Houston Texans. Garrett, we went to break. We were talking about a leadership program you had a chance to participate in. Why don't you tell the folks about what that is and some of that networking, because you're really trying to build opportunities not only for the college success, but also career and leadership as well, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So we sponsored it over at Rice University, and it seemed like probably 90% of these kids were already committed to going to Ivy League schools, and it was pretty impressive. We brought in people from all across the community, and they were able to interact with them, ask them questions, and just learn about what they could possibly do, or network with these people to get them to a different level and kind of get their name out there.
Right. Yeah, and that's a skill that one has to learn, networking and
sure.
And I don't know if you found this, how easy was it for these young people to talk about themselves?
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because it requires you to have a level of self-awareness to be able to confidently say, "Yes, ladies and gentlemen," and you know, and to be okay with that.
Right.
Because we raise people to, yeah, you don't talk about yourself. Well, what is networking supposed to have? You got to talk about yourself, right?
Yeah,
right.
So yeah. We sponsored it. We were just the sponsors. We didn't really, the Merge program put it on, but it was the first ever Emerging Leaders Institute at Rice for high school students. And the idea was, okay, all these students are super bright, talented, motivated, awesome kids, but getting them through college is going to be the next challenge. And they're totally capable of doing it, but this Leadership Day talked about the challenges that will come in college and not giving up and not going back home and not, you know, how to persevere through college so that you graduate too.
Amen.
So we had the Emerge program had scheduled a Rice professor to talk to them about kind of everything you weren't told about college. Kind of what to do, how to prepare, how professors operate, that you have a syllabus, that they're not going to remind you 100 times and send a note home to your
mom. Oh, yeah, it's time to step up and be an adult.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, hey, if you're out there listening, I have to put this in here. I have to, all right? As a former college administrator myself, all right? Parents, if you're listening, educate yourselves about FERPA, okay? And what that means is you may be paying the bill, but that doesn't mean that the institution can give you information about your son or your daughter's progress. Oh, and by the way, this ain't high school no more. Don't be picking up the telephone, calling a professor, calling somebody else on behalf of your son. You laugh, but it happens. Oh, dear Lord, it's called helicopter parents. Don't hover. Don't hover. Let them go. Let them grow, right?
Right.
Sorry, I had to put that out there. No, it's a little public service
announcement.
But it happens. I mean, it's true. I mean, there's. I have tons of videos. I do some training in this area where these helicopter parents, they're trying to truly manage every day. And it's like, wait a minute. These kids can't grow if you never let them take ownership of their life journey.
Right.
And that's what you're trying to help them along is that life path.
Right. And at the Emerging Leadership Institute day that we had at Rice, they also learned networking skills. So they had professionals come in from around the community and network with the students. So that was cool because Garrett and I were there and we were just mingling. And I could tell some of the boys, I think, were kind of nervous to talk to Garrett. But eventually they'd introduce themselves and shake their hand and ask him questions and give him their little business card. I mean, they were super organized and really impressive. So we were inspired after leaving there more than anything.
And I have a hard time, and I mean this out of total compliment. Not that you are a professional football player, but I've been in studio with you. We've been here now going on not even quite an hour. Intimidated? Come on. You're like a big teddy bear, right? And I mean that as a positive.
He's got a baby face.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. You're making up for the comment earlier on beating him in pig. All right, hey. You hear the music, that means it's time for us to dance to a break. If you're not following along out on Periscope, you're missing out. Get out there on Periscope. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. See you in a minute.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're having some fun here in studio here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Your host, Ron Klinger, excited to have you all listening in as usual. You know, it is a pleasure, it is an honor that I get to take the mic every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on Bloomberg Business Radio, Business 1110 KTEK. And I'm always grateful for your support, for following along. And that's what's brought us into today's topic. You know, when you see programs, when you see opportunities out there where people are working to make a difference in the lives of others, that's what this show is about. That's what we want to put a spotlight on, the things that are right in the community, in areas where people have answered the call to serve and to be servant leaders. Hey, you're on a Periscope. I saw a couple of hearts popping up there. If you're following in, you're some of those followers. Give us some love so that the Unleashed Radio Hour gets some exposure. I've got with us, I'm breathing heavy because I'm all excited about what we're talking about. It's because I'm old and out of shape. That's the truth. Not the young lad that I used to be, and I think there's a country song along those lines, right? Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Yeah, we got to get that in before every show, before we rock and roll. So we're here. We have the gift and honor and the pleasure of having with us Houston Texans, Garrett Graham, tight end. We're going to talk some X and O's here a little bit here because he said he'd be willing to do that, and I'm always excited to throw down some football. All right, it's all good, and we'll talk a little bit more there. But before we do, we wanted to make sure we put a spotlight on some things and a forecast of things that are coming up with the Project 88 Foundation. So tell them, Eric, you got some programs that are coming up here real soon.
Yeah, well, first of all, our big fundraiser is always probably going to be in April. So this next April, we're going to have the gala and golf outing again. Both sold out well in advance, so if you didn't get in last year or we turned you down for a table, please come back or I will find you. Because
there you go.
We want to sell those out again. Also, on August 8th, the date will be 8-8, obviously.
You go. 8-8, yeah.
And because it's 8-8, we're gonna launch a Project 88 handbag that was made by August California. It's a Italian leather premium handbag company in California. And we 100% of the proceeds of that will go to Project 88. We only ordered 50. So there's going to be 50 Italian leather exclusive Project 88 handbags that will be launched August 8th. You can hop on our Facebook page, find a link, and order it right away because we're hoping those sell out fast.
They're
going
to go quick like hotcakes,
right? I hope so.
Amen to that. And again, all proceeds, ladies and gentlemen, to benefit Project 88 Foundation. And you can learn more at Project88Foundation.com. Any other spotlights that you want to share about things that are coming up?
Those are our main things.
We've got
lots of things in store programming wise, but we've touched on that a little bit. So,
right. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening in, go out to Project 88 Foundation. Find out ways that if this speaks to your heart, if this speaks to a call of service that you've got to make a difference, be sure to jump out and give as much support as you can, because I will tell you it is for the right reasons. Absolutely. You know, there's a lot to where you can join the movement, you can donate, you can look at, you can become a sponsor for some of your activities and events. Everything's listed out there. And I'm looking at all these things. You got a good backing of support, but it doesn't hurt to get more.
That's right.
It doesn't hurt to get more. So you ready to talk some X and O's?
I'm ready.
You ready? So
that's
I asked
why
you.
I came here.
That's
right?
Why you came here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to deviate. This is not sports radio, but because we have an opportunity, I'm going to take it. So a couple questions. First one we kind of talked about is big news. Hard Knocks has moved in officially into NRG Stadium.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I've been going there all week. I haven't seen any hidden cameras or anything in my locker, but
so far so good, right?
Yeah, so far so good. I heard they set up headquarters, and I saw some pictures on Twitter, but that's the most I've seen of them.
Yeah. So you were telling me that apparently after a couple of days, you just it's not even going to notice that they're there.
That's what I've been told. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Well, but and the key is you also got to experience a little bit of this last year. Because they were here when the Atlanta Falcons came in before the game that you guys played last year.
Yeah, and they didn't tell us, but I think they were at one of the OTAs It seemed to be a little bit more cameras, and I think that's when they did the whole
Get some promo trailer.
Yeah, the preview type deal. Yeah. And it wasn't too bad. Again, they weren't in the locker room or anything. They were just out on the practice field. But, you know, once you get the fans out there, you know, a few more cameras, we probably won't even notice it.
Right, right. So you're looking forward here. I'm a big vision guy. I like to create the vision, right?
All right.
Where are we going to go? Close our eyes. We're going to go on a journey. What does this season look like for you guys from your perspective?
You know, we're going to take it a game at a time, just like we do. You know, it's we obviously we want to do better than last year. We want to make the playoffs, but it all starts with camp. It all starts with, you know, working hard one game at a time.
Right.
So that's our mentality. That's our team's mentality. That's certainly Coach O'Brien's mentality, and that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah. So you start talking about, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, I can take business analogies and relate them to sports faster than you can blink. And where I'm going to go with that is, and to support where you're coming from, that change of guard, that change of leadership has changed the culture somewhat and how you guys approach your business, do your business. And if you're out there, I've said this, you've probably heard this time and time again when we start talking business stuff that I get a little excited about is culture. If you don't build it the way you want it, you're going to get what you get and you can't throw a fit. And so it's very purposeful, some of the activities and things that you guys are engaged in. And I'm kind of excited to see, I'm a fan, we know this. I'm excited to see how Hard Knocks puts Texans in that spotlight, because there's a little bit of a veil about the culture of the Texans, right?
Yeah, I think there's a little mystery there to all the fans. Yeah, it'll be interesting for you guys. It'll be fun to watch it for you guys.
Yeah. You know, he's saying that with kind of a grin and kind of a shrug of the shoulders here.
Yeah.
Of understanding how that's all going to turn out.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a little pain in the butt for us sometimes, but you know, I watch Hard Knocks too, so you know, I'm sure I'll flip it on once I think it's Sundays once Sunday comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it.
Actually, I think they do it on Tuesdays because then they go all the way through the Sunday games and then put you on Tuesday, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
I'm not programmed to DVR or anything. I don't know. To make sure we're ready. So let me ask this. You know, and believe it or not, I'm gonna build this in. When did it become a reality for you? All right, you're going through. You're playing at Wisconsin. That the NFL was an opportunity for you. That it was the next level door that you could open. When did that become a reality?
My sophomore year at Wisconsin, once I started playing quite a bit, got some catches under my belt. Owen Daniels was a senior when I was a freshman, and I saw where he was at Wisconsin, saw what he was able to do, and then I saw him go into the NFL and become a great tight end and go real far. And once I saw how far he got, I thought, man, I think I can do this if I get to where the point I need to be. And that's kind of what I started working towards. And I think it's different once you see somebody and know somebody go to the NFL. So you can just compare and you know, what he did, what I did, you know, we're in the same offense. So we knew a lot of the same things. And probably my sophomore year in college was when it all began, the mindset of kind of getting to the NFL.
Yeah, and Erica's going to love this. I'm just telling you, she's going to smile and beam. That is no different than the experience that you're working to facilitate for the young people through Project 88 Foundation. It's giving them those that have been there before, that have forged that road, to share how you do that and open the door to going on to college.
Yeah.
It's just, ladies and gentlemen, dial it in. And I like to play Captain Obvious every now and again. It's one of my ultra superhero egos is Captain Obvious. Of course, not the guy on the Hotels.com commercial. And no, that was not a plug because they're not funding this show. But point being is, you know, that's what we need. We need people that we can that have demonstrated it's possible.
Sure.
And then it creates a roadmap that we can then, hey, if they did these things, then I can do those same things as well. And maybe not the exact same results, but at least I have a path and a plan that has been forged for me.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what we want to do with our kids. And even with us starting it, we talked about starting a foundation for a couple years. And I talked to Lori Schaub, who had the Great Hope Foundation with Matt. And she gave me her contacts for Brand Idea Group. And they helped us launch our foundation and get started. And I think seeing Lori as someone who I can relate to and, oh, she did it, I can figure it out too. I think that's how students operate. They say they hear a testimony of a first generation student and they think, well, if you did it, I can do it too. I think that's how leadership works. And sometimes you don't even know you're a leader when you are one. So it's cool to kind of shape our programs around that and have them follow paths that are different than maybe their family history or what they thought for themselves.
Or even what society thinks they need to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So I knew you'd appreciate that connection See, look at that. Didn't even know, right? Who'd have thunk that, right? So Garrett, let me, quick question. You know, a lot of guys, including the ones sitting in this seat talking right now, you know, have dreams of grandeur, right? What's been your greatest memory so far of being in the NFL?
Probably just all the buddies I've met, the guys that I came in with and to see where they are now and guys that were here for a long time that have gone on to other teams. And you get to see them, you know, once or twice a season when you play the other teams, which is cool.
Yeah. You're going to have a huge reunion in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
With the Denver Broncos.
Denver, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Coaches and players.
Absolutely. I've got a buddy of mine, huge Denver Broncos fan. We won't hold it against him. He's in Japan right now because of family and everything else, and that's where they've been living for the last several years. I said, hey, brother, you know, how you like your Texans 2.0 over there? Because you think about it, and then I even heard today you've got a former teammate that just recently signed, same position, from Rice University.
Oh yeah,
James Casey is going to be out there in Denver as well as OD.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, absolutely. So yeah, it's always nice to see your buddies around the league, and you know, it'll be good to see them too in Denver.
Yeah, and I think that if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be in around that's what the 11th, the 12th, 13th ish ballpark of training camp, because I got tickets for that one too. Hey, training camp is getting ready to get. Is it like I remember when I went through high school two-a-days? Is it that kind of you get through the first part and you're ready to go to the next?
Yeah.
Ready for the season to start?
Yeah. It goes a lot faster than it really seems. But, you know, it's a grind for everybody, you know, coaches and players. But once you kind of get in the swing of things and, you know, second, third day comes along, you get used to it. And it's good as a team for, you know, have some camaraderie and just to be all in all the time and kind of be – you know, all under the same roof, thinking the same thing. It's good for us.
Yeah, amen. So I have to ask, because again, I take my kids out. My kids love going. I'll show some pictures if we get a chance before we get out of your studio. They love going out to training camp. We're part of the crazies. And what I mean by the crazy, do you know what time people start showing up to get in line to get in camp?
Yeah, before I get there.
Long before you get there. Yeah. So I think the one day we went last year, and this is me with all three of my kiddos. So Garrett, who is now 15, Audra, who will be 11, and my son Nolan, who just turned 8. We were in line out there across from NRG Stadium.
In the dark.
At 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Hey, because you know there's limited viewing, right?
Yeah.
So I have to know, what is it like coming over the bridge, over Kirby, and coming down and seeing the masses of fans there to support you guys? That's got to be a rush.
It is cool. I wish you guys could be there for every practice. It gives us an extra pep in our step, and it's great to have them there, especially during practice when stuff's going on, you know, the oohs and ahs. It's fun.
I'm sure you guys feed off of that. It's just like game day, right?
Sure, yeah. And you get the chance going and, you know, afterwards to sign autographs and interact with people. It's pretty cool.
Amen, amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you hear the music. That means it's time for us to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with our next segment after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Hi, this is Jim Hotze. Many of you know me as a Republican activist, but when I'm not doing that, I'm managing Patriot Group, a Xerox authorized dealership which I've owned since 1979. The Xerox copier and printer line is recognized as best in class. I enjoy doing business with people that share my values, and I'm sure you do too, which is why I would like to ask you for a chance to earn your business the next time your business is in the market for a copier or printer. I promise you, I can find a Xerox copier or printer to meet your needs and fits your budget. And after the sale, Patriot Group will deliver exceptional service and support. To reach me, call me on my direct line, 713-255-3700, or online at patriotgroup.com.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, I love having that as a part of the show. I've got with us, ladies and gentlemen, we've had the gift, the honor, the pleasure today of having with us Houston Texans tight end Garrett Graham, his wife Erica, who helps to support, and together they run and have created Project 88 Foundation. You can learn more at project88foundation.com. I got to ask on the heels of that music real quick. I've been in NRG Stadium when that is going crazy. The energy with that song and around JJ is insane.
It is. Yeah, after he returned that interception for a touchdown, I've never seen a stadium like that or been a part of anything like that. That was unreal.
Which, against the Indianapolis Colts or the Buffalo Bills? Probably both.
The first one.
The first
was
one?
That the Bills?
That would have been the Bills. Was
okay.
There for that game, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know when it really got loud? It really got loud when he hit that 20-and-a-half sack against Jacksonville for a safety.
Yeah.
For a safety. And that was, woo! Talk about some – no, I don't have a memory on any of that at all, right? Yeah. Real quick, you know, you got some folks we want to thank, but because I'm on here, what's it like to be around a guy like that? I mean, I got to tell you, one, and I heard you're out your Wisconsin accent a little bit earlier. I just had to bring that up. You know, here's a guy that's from your school, an alum, you know, grew up in Wisconsin as well. What's it like seeing – his journey, I mean, it's been kind of crazy.
Yeah, from where he came from a transfer from Wisconsin to where he is now.
From Western Michigan?
Yep. He deserves everything he gets. He works harder than anybody. He's a great team guy, a great leader. And, you know, what you see on TV and with the interviews is what he is, and that's
it's legit.
What you get. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys get a lot of questions. I've had a chance to talk to him once or twice here. Met him out at Kima one day. Ironically, after a Saturday, it was on a Sunday, after a Saturday playoff win against the Bengals. It was the second one. So before you guys went to Baltimore. Yeah, yeah. So, hey, now, Erica, there's some people that we wanted to thank as a result of being in support of the Project 88 Foundation, and you wanted to make sure that they got some good credit here for being a part of supporting the cause of what you guys are working
definitely.
To do.
I mean, to do anything, I think, in the community, you need support, lots of help. We were so lucky to have the McNair Foundation and Hannah and Cal as two of our biggest sponsors. We're so appreciative of everything they've done. Hannah McNair is also on our board of directors. She's been so helpful. You know, doing charity events is kind of her life, so it's been awesome to have her support and guidance throughout this all. Pastor Chris Say at Ecclesia Houston, it's a church that we go to. They pretty much donated the venue for us, gave us huge discounts. He's been a great mentor throughout kind of what to do to lead a large amount of people through an event and get them to be generous.
Yeah, you go.
and then Jonathan Lusk, who's an Aggie, he's actually a former Yell leader.
Mm-hmm.
When he was first explaining that to me, I didn't care. I thought it was a male cheerleader. But apparently it's a really big deal.
It's a huge deal, coming from Aggie land.
I've come to learn, so I have a new appreciation for him. But he helped get lots of our sponsors. And then my mom is the secretary. And Garrett's been so awesome through it all. I'm gone a lot, so he's been really understanding when he has to make a microwavable meal at home. So
balance it and all out. Now, Garrett, we were talking real quick, and again, a part of what you're doing is to create an environment for folks to succeed. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, there's anyone that's been along your journey and path that's helped you. We'll close out the show and we'll call it a day. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. You hear the music. It means it's time for me to be quiet because I want to keep talking, and that's just not good for me. So hopefully you'll be back right after these messages and we'll wrap up.
Attention homeowners, you've seen your electricity bill go higher and higher, and experts predict that average prices will continue increasing. Aren't you tired of throwing away money every month? You could save thousands of dollars a year while increasing your home's value by switching to solar energy with Best Energy Advisor, the leader in affordable solar energy since 1987. Everyone's heard about solar energy. It works day or night. It doesn't matter if it's sunny or cloudy out. And now it's more affordable than ever. One free call to our experts, and you'll find out how to get a solar system installed in your home. Call 800-816-0365 and ask about the zero-down, one-year, no-payment option. Best Energy Advisor makes it easy for homeowners to go solar and handles all the paperwork to take advantage of the government's tax credits, grants, and rebates, saving you even more money. But these won't last forever, so call now. 800-816-0365. If your electricity bill is over $100 per month, go solar and save money. Call 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365.
This is Business 1110.
One shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. We're taking the opportunity to share the love, to spread the word about Project 88 Foundation. We've had the gift and the honor and the pleasure of having Garrett Graham from the Houston Texans tight end and his wife Erica here, who is very passionate about her work of working to make sure that doors are open for underserved students through helping with college advising, career, and leadership opportunities so that we can pass that baton on to them and they can lead as that next generation of leaders. So it's been a pleasure. I think we've had some fun here getting down in studio. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great time.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So we've had folks that have helped us get to this journey. You know, we've given some thanks there. Any parting thoughts you'd like to share with everybody about what's going on or anything from the foundation perspective?
You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our Instagram and Facebook are, our Instagram and Twitter are We Are Project 88. Facebook, we're just Project 88 Foundation. But I like to post something almost every day, keeping our followers, donors, and fans up to date on what we're doing and how they can help.
Amen, amen. And that's why we're here, to get the word out. You know, Garrett, thank you so much. And Erica, thank you so much. One, from me personally, because as we've talked and we've shared a little bit, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I am more than happy to help step up and serve in any way that you need it. You need an MC, you need someone to help come out and talk to young people. Been there, done that, former student athlete. I understand what you both have gone through and what that looks like. Garrett, anything you'd like to tell the listeners out there?
You know, I'd like to thank my teammates actually for coming out for the gala and the golf outing, and you know, they don't have to do it, but you know, they were there and helping out and you know, hacking it up on the golf course. So I'd just like to acknowledge them for that.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing that I love about the NFL family, is when you get a cause that's near and dear to your heart and you get your teammates and they're behind you supporting you because they know how important that is. Amen, yeah. Amen.
Sure.
So I'm going to flip this around. We can't thank you both enough for taking the time out of your busy schedules. I'm excited that we got to you before training camp got going, because I know that happens very quickly. And before we get going any further, what I really want to make sure that I do, you know, I always share a quote of the week with the show. And I actually put it in a promo, but I think it relates to what we're doing and what we've talked about today. And it's by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future. And that's the theme that we've had for today, is how do we take these young people that are out there who need direction, who need support, who need guidance, those first-generation college students, students that haven't necessarily had someone forge that path for us that we can follow. You know, it's that road less traveled for them. And so you're doing everything you can at Project 88 Foundation to open those doors, shine a light on that path, and help them get along their way. We thank you for your mission. We thank you for your purpose of what you're doing. Oh, and we're done already. I'm so sad. I want to keep going, talking some more. You've listened to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Folks, hey, be sure to dial in next week. And until then, see ya.